Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording now, so you need to be quiet. All right. Now today is we're going to speak about one stereotype about Islam, which is the Sharia. Sharia is too harsh. Sharia, the Islamic law, is too harsh. So today is Sharia is too harsh. Stereotype, Sharia is... Sharia is harsh. No, now what about Sharia is harsh? Why are they saying Sharia is harsh? For many reasons. They say, one, it cuts the hand of the thief. Thieves.
What's the date?
Thieves. 25th, 26. Thieves. 26. T-H, like this. Right? Thieves. Is that right?
Yep.
E-I or I-A?
E-I.
E-I, thieves. Yeah. It cuts the hands of the thieves. Two. Cuts the head.
The other way, right?
Yeah, I think it's I-E.
Yeah, I-E.
Yeah,
that's that is the worst rule I've ever heard. How about receive?
Yeah.
Receive.
Receive is the E before the I. Oh my god.
Ah, how do you spell receive?
R-E-C-E-I.
Yeah.
Right? This way?
It's E-I-V.
It's E-I-V.
No, wait.
Wait,
where's Sonia? Okay. Where's
Sonia? Cut the head of the murder killers. Killer. Three. Cut the head of the killers. Three. Stone. Married. Adulterer. And give 100 lashes to the unmarried.
Baba, is Nia here today?
No.
I'm like, why is he? Okay, so there's a whole bunch of absent teachers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Should I?
Okay. Yeah, so now the stone married adulterers. If adulterer or never been married or never been married before, and so means like if you're married, if somebody's married and commits adultery, that person is stoned to death. But if this person does not is not married but has been married before, also gets stoned to death. The only one that gets the 100 lashes is the one that has never married before. Not married and has never married before. And then four gives 80 lashes to those who drink. Code drunk. Now, that's what they say. My first point here is that this is not the Sharia. Sharia is way bigger than that. Sharia is way bigger than that. However, they focus on these things because, you know, they can make an issue out of it. So the first reply would be Sharia is more than that. Sharia is not just these few things. The laws of punishment is part of Sharia, but this is not the entire Sharia. This would be probably like 5-10% of Sharia. Sharia has more than that. Then this is, so here, the thieves get their hands cut, and here, the murderers get their heads cut, and here, married adulterers that have been married before, or are married, either married now or have been married before, they get stoned to death, and the unmarried and has never been married before gets 100 lashes. Choop, 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 choop with the whip. And then 80 lashes to the ones who are caught drunk in public. Caught drunk in public. Okay. Now, let's take it. The first point is that.
Never mind.
Okay. So, the first point is that this is not Sharia. This is, you know, about 10% of Sharia. So, Sharia is a whole lot more than that. And if you know the entire Sharia, things will make sense to you. The second thing, the second reply to that is, well, a sarcastic reply. Just saying, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? This is not for you. Or do you have plans? You see what I'm saying? You say, why are you afraid of the punishments? Why are you afraid of them? It's not for you, it's for criminals. Do you have plans? Do you have plans to commit crime? Do you get it?
Yeah. Wait, but for the third one, that means if you're married or you're unmarried, does that mean you get punished either way?
Okay,
so
if you are
adulterers.
Yeah, if you commit adulterers, yeah. So people who have a relationship who date outside of marriage.
Oh, they're cheaters.
Cheaters, yeah. Those who have affairs.
Oh.
So they get stoned to death if they are married or have married before, and they get 80 lashes if they are not married and has never been married before. You got it?
So, stone married adulterers and give? And what?
And give 100 lashes.
Wait, but this is... So is this a verb? No, this is a noun.
Yes.
This is a noun and this is a verb.
Yes. Stone.
No, they
stone
the married
oh.
And they give 100 lashes to the unmarried.
Wait, why do they stone the married though? And
the person who's
married.
Cheating on his wife or the
they're
wife is cheating
them
on
them
her husband?
That means they're cheating.
It suck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just imagine, like it happens a lot that the man is not honest with his wife and he's cheating on her. And then he gave her AIDS. He got AIDS because of his outside relationship, and he gave her AIDS. And she sued him. She sued him because he gave her AIDS from outside. This is a bad thing. Same thing could happen with the wife. She could get a bad disease from outside and give it to her husband. This is not the only reason, but this is among the reasons, you know? Second thing is that the children will not be known with the father, with the mother. Okay?
Sometimes it's like when they're like cheating on. Yeah, so what happens is that when the wife cheats, it's like, okay, so I was reading this thing and it's like there's this couple and they really wanted to have a child, but then the mom started cheating on him, and but when he figured out, he's like, okay, we can fix this, like we have a strong relationship, we can deal with this. And then they finally get a child, and they're like, yes. But he realizes that the child isn't his. And so he gets really, really sad, and he's just like, yeah,
no, thank you. Like, we've been wanting a child, and it's finally not ours. And so he just gave up.
Even the DNA test, the DNA test is not available to 98% of the world population.
Like the Mari show?
Like any, I mean, look at the third world. They're unable to eat, so not to mention the DNA test. A lot of people don't have access to that. And the poor guys, majority of the world don't have access to DNA. And even if we know the child belongs to who, still, okay, and we will be sure that this child does not belong to the husband because of the DNA belongs to somebody else, it's going to be a disaster for the marriage. It's dishonesty. It is, just imagine your husband, you're married, and your husband's cheating on you. This is not fun. Okay? So that's why gets death sentence. Stoned to death. Really, they put him in a bag. I've seen it by my own eyes. They put them in a bag. They put the guy in a bag. And like something like a trash bag, but it's big. And they tie it from the top. And they put him in the middle of the square. And they have a truck that brings the stone into, because it's bathed, so they have truck that brings the stone into, and then the people themselves stone him.
Wait, the stoning and the cutting of the head, this is all like on earth?
Yes. So cutting the head, I've seen it also.
Wait, where? For murder? Oh, a life for a life.
Yeah, life for Timothy McVeigh. We talked about Timothy McVeigh, right? He was executed in 2001. He was executed.
This happens on Earth.
Yes, on Earth.
In America?
It's Jupiter.
Is it all in public?
Yes, in public. That's the important part. These have to be administered in public. Because we want people to see that. We want people to be scared.
But what if, like
we want people, no, we want people to be scared.
But does this happen in America?
No, it doesn't. I'm saying it's an Islamic country, Islamic Sharia.
Oh.
Now, I've seen also the guys who killed a guy who killed another guy, they brought him to the scene.
But I'm guessing the evidence has to be really strong, because what happens is that here you just get sent to prison, like, for life. And that's because, so if they're wrong, like if the judge is like, okay, you're the one who did it, but he actually didn't do it, then nobody gets, like, because that's a mistake, and then everybody's going to be really mad. They're like, you just, like the mother, I could just imagine, like, you just killed my son, and it was, like, for absolutely no reason. That's, like, really, really bad.
In other words, in Islam, in Sharia, they give the benefit of the doubt. Can you write it? In Sharia, they give the benefit of the doubt. Meaning that, if there's any doubt, the sentence is reduced, because this is a reversible sentence. Cutting the hands or cutting the neck, are they reversible?
No.
So they get the benefit of the doubt. And I've talked to you more about the benefit of the doubt. And also they get suspended in recession. They get suspended. Cutting the hand gets suspended in recession.
How do you spell irresistible?
Irresistible is only one direction. I-R-R-E-S.
I mean, irreversible. Sorry, irreversible. Never mind. I can spell that out.
So here we go.
You're so excited.
Okay, here we go. So basically,
really,
okay. I didn't do that.
So basically,
that was Zingham.
No. I don't want it to be. If you can't spell it, just write it out.
That was
you. And then we get back to it and correct it at the end. We correct it at the end. No spelling corrections now. All right. So now, the first thing you say, why are you afraid? Says, Sharia is too harsh. Excuse me, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid that Sharia is too harsh? Are you worried about yourself? Do you have plans? You got that part? So that is the first answer, right? We want to scare criminals. We want to scare criminals. This is what Sharia does. It scares criminals. We want criminals to say it's not worth it, right? If a murderer knows that his head will be cut, okay, this murderer person will not kill. But because, you know, the punishment is not so bad, they do it, yeah. They do it, just like they...
That is so true. I cut, like, I've
In other words, go ahead.
Oh, wait, that's why, even though I was going to say, I wanted to be like, the younger I thought of being a policeman or something to help fight crime or a lawyer, but then I realized that they sometimes help the bad guy and prove they're innocent when they're actually guilty. So,
yeah, that's a bad thing about the system. But in Islam, if there is any benefit, if there's any doubt, the benefit of doubt kicks in and the punishment is reduced.
Oh.
It's no longer cutting the hand or cutting the neck. It goes into a less punishment because of the benefits of the doubt. If there's any doubt. Okay? So now
we also so in sixth grade there was Confucianism, Taoism, and one other that I cannot remember.
Oh, I remember legalism.
Legalism. Legalism was the one where it's like there was punishments. Everybody knew them. They were really harsh, kind of like this. And so that there were barely any crimes. But it was kind of like it scared people straight. And some people thought that that wasn't fair. And then we kind of had like this entire debate. Because Taoism talked about how there's opposites and there's like a little bit of good in everybody and everybody, and there's also a little bit of bad. And so, but you have to like balance the harmony. There was, yeah, yin and yang, that's Taoism. Then, Confucianism,
I don't even remember that.
I think it was a little bit of the two. Oh, Confucianism was the one where you wanted an older brother or an old, like somebody to
you
follow.
You respect your family and it's
It's all about respect and elders. And we were talking about how if should you either, if somebody did, there was like this little kid who did something wrong, would you give them a bigger sister, would you give them a punishment, or would you let them be? Not let them be, of course, because they're not going to find their own way. Let life teach us a lesson. It's kind of harsher punishment than this stuff, but less of it because he didn't do all of this. But it's kind of this really large debate, like...
If kids are not punished for killing, what happens is that if I want to kill somebody, I want to push my kid, hey, go kill this guy for me. So they have, kids have to be punished, because we want to close the doors.
He didn't kill. For example, he's just a really, really bad person in class. He's always like, his feet is on his desk, he's leaning back, he's like chewing gum. Sorry, this is just like a stereotype, so you get his personality. His or her, don't get me wrong. I've seen plenty of hers who do this. And they're not even paying attention, and they're just kind of distracting their entire class and thinking they're too cool. Well, after, getting beaten up, would you still think you're so cool? Oh yeah, I got this because I was leaning back in class, Yeah.
So, basically, did you get these points? Number one, there's a sarcastic reply, which is, what are you afraid of? Number two is that Sharia is much more than that, much more than that. Number three is that we want to scare criminals. We really want to scare criminals, not to scare the people. We want to scare criminals. We want criminals to say it's not worth it. Now, how is that going to benefit the society? Before we get into that, if somebody is caught drunk in public, he or she gets 100 lashes. Then would you have?
Am I like a whip?
Yeah. Would you see somebody drinking and driving? It solves a lot of problems because drinking is a big problem. So in Islam, drinking is no.
What do you think would be a solution to drinking and driving? We all know that right now it's not very good because when they're drunk, they don't know the consequences.
I have a
Justin
solution.
Bieber.
Yeah.
I have a solution.
Oh, yeah.
We provide a fenced area.
That was my solution.
Let's just think.
He got
let's
deported.
Just,
he bailed himself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got
in Canada.
$2,500.
Wait, what? It only took $2,500.
That's so ridiculous.
He was carrying marijuana and drugs.
Okay.
Well,
he was
in jail. Why?
Yeah. Okay. So who wants to what's the solution to drunk driving? Anybody?
Common sense. It should be illegal to drink at all or have any alcohol in you. I know it's.
We all know that that's not going to happen because of alcoholics. They need to get away from it.
0.4.
Right.
0.4.
Control.
They should change it.
We said the same thing about drugs.
Alcohol?
They're still here.
People What about making it hard to like put the key in the car and
less,
a good motor
control?
I think they should take out all the drugs from everywhere and then make certain like areas where people can drink.
Yeah.
And have security
so that
they can test the people before they leave.
This is my favorite.
I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah, you want to keep them away from the public space.
So like have like gigantic.
So like and everything outside, it's possible to get it, but you have to be super rich, like 1 million per like one of those really weak shots. I think that's a thing.
This is number one. Here, number one. This is not all the Sharia. This is less than 10% of Sharia. These four items. Okay.
Yeah.
These four items. So number two. We want to scare cranes and make them say it's not worth it. Yeah, and make them say it's not worth it. And number three is that, what are you afraid of?
Free time.
Why are you afraid?
Okay, wait, hey, not free time.
Okay. So.
Talking about, yeah.
Now, let me tell you.
What's the third one?
Why are you so worried? It's not for you, unless you have plans. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, there is, let me explain to you here. The purpose of the Sharia is to decrease the future criminals and future decrees.
But the
future criminals and future victims. So, it is fair to the society. It is fair to the society. Why? Because the loser would be the criminal, right?
Yeah.
So, it will stop future, decrease future criminals and future victims. Right?
What if it was like a rebellion? Never mind.
You got it, what I'm trying to say? So, it is good for the society. For example, if you do look at the country that applies the Sharia law, right? If you look at this country, who applying the Sharia law, you find that the victims are much less than the country that does not apply Sharia law. Why? Because over there, criminals are scared. Over here, criminals are not that scared.
Yeah.
They're worth it. I've went to prisons. This is.
You went to prison?
Not. I went.
He taught at them. The people who were like in there for life.
Teach
he went. It was like, you know how they have sectors for the really little crimes all the way to the really bad ones, and so he went into the ones that will never get out of
jail.
So like
life sentence. And then I taught them about Islam. I took food for them. I brought them praying carpets.
Was it
volunteer. It's all volunteer for the sake of Allah. So anyway, I have seen that they.
So are they Muslim now?
Huh?
A few of them.
Oh, yeah. You got Muslims, Christian, everybody.
No, like...
And I invite everybody. I don't restrict invitations.
Did they convert to Muslim?
Many people convert into Islam. Just because they got a visit.
Oh.
Okay. Go ahead. I don't want to answer this question. Because it includes bragging. So I don't want to answer this question. No. So now back into the story. Prisons here are not so bad, by the way. I mean, I've seen prisons here that are really, you know, really cool. You know, you get a good bed, you get a toilet in the same cell. No, you get green area to walk around. You get to play basketball and blah, blah. You get to eat good food, processed food, yeah. So it's really costing the taxpayers a lot. Okay, and at the same time, it is making it not, criminals are not scared from committing crimes. They're just simply not scared.
Don't they make them do other stuff?
Like
yeah,
rocks.
They can work, they can cook, they can, I've never seen
like,
breaking
like
rocks.
Oh,
that's a stereotype. So,
oh, you know the movie Holes?
Yeah, like
movie. Yeah, the movie Holes, anybody? Oh. We got two.
Okay,
we got
I read the book.
Question.
Yeah,
I read
have you seen the movie Holes?
Yeah.
It's okay. Let me teach you some risk analysis. I'm going to teach you some risk analysis. Okay. If the cost of the crime, cost of punishment, is $1 million. Hold on. If the cost of punishment is $1 million, and the chance of being caught, and the chance of being caught, the chance of being caught is typically it's about what? 5%? 5%? Yeah.
So one out of every like five get caught?
Yeah. So the risk becomes multiplying the punishment times the how likely it is to be caught. So let's say it's 10% likely or 5% likely to be caught, or 5% likely to be caught. So you multiply 5% times 1 million. So what do you get? 5% times 1 million, you get 500. What's that? 5% times 1 million, you add the buy. You get 50,000, and then you have 50,000. It's 140 zeros, and then take two zeros, and it's 50,000. So the risk, the cost of the crime is 50,000. Okay. Now, if the cost of punishment is $1,000, or $10,000, if the cost of punishment is $10,000, okay, $10,000, and the risk of being caught is 5%, then what's the cost of the crime? Cost of punishment.
We have a calculator.
No, it's
wait, easy. This?
So, here, this one is time 5%, just so that we don't confuse people. This is times 5%.
No, but it's up here. It's 500.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So now, what if the cost of being caught is 100,000? So, what would be the cost of the crime? Huh? What would be the cost of the crime? Would be 5% times 100,000. You got it? You got it? So, what is 5% times 100,000? 5,000. So, 5,000. So, when the cost of the punishment is so small, the thieves calculate the risk and say, okay, if I got caught, what's the big deal? Okay, $100,000? Yeah, okay, I take the risk. But if I get caught, it's going to cost me what? $50,000? No, I don't want to take the risk. You got it? So we want to make the punishment so high. Now, put a price in your hand. Put a price in your right hand. $2 million? Plug it here. It's really cost. The crime really cost. So it is protecting the future victims and protecting the future criminals. You got it? So there's justice for the criminal and justice for the victims.
The right hand, plus when it's lost, everybody's going to know, oh my God, he just did a crime. Like even if you try to have a new start, and you can't really have a new start. It's like you already have one hand chopped off. Like, is it just until the wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty apparent. Like, especially if you're like a guy who's all wearing short sleeves, like, you won't have a hand. People will notice. People will not exactly trust you. You're like, oh my God.
It's like having a criminal. It's like having a criminal record.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's like having a criminal record.
What if you were just born without a hand?
No, but when you're born without a hand,
No, it's going to be done in public. It's
like,
public records.
People can tell like if it's cut off because like
it's just like here. It's public
like,
records. Anybody can go on the internet and see the public records, the trials of criminals. It's public records. It's online.
Yeah, it's like watchdog.us.
Like from the elbow
government.
Below.
Oh yeah. So you guys know watchdog.us government. You can pretty much get the every single crime of the person in your neighborhood. Be like, okay, should I trust them or not? It's kind of like that, but this was like back then because not everybody has that technology. A and B, it's kind of like I don't know because you can't have the exact same thing. You have no trust yet. And there's, like, no respect because you did a crime. That's for both. But for one, you have a hand. And for the other, you don't. Brilliant.
Now, let me tell you something else. Sharia is intended to guard the public place. So write it here.
Sharia is intended to guard only the public place, not private places. Sharia does not invade privacy. In other words, if you go drunk, if you drink in your home, would Sharia catch you?
No.
When are you going to be caught?
Only when you're in public.
When you go drunk in public, then you or drink in public, you'll be caught. You got it? So the intention of Sharia is to protect the public space.
If you're at home, it's okay. Yeah. So if you're
it's between you and Allah. The Sharia does not get in the middle. Sharia catches you if you go in public. Another example.
If you can inflict harm on others.
Yeah. It's public place, it's protected. Another example. Those who want to wear bikinis on the beach and swim. Mm-hmm. If they are in their property, like they are not in a public beach, like some people have private beaches. If she is there, she can do whatever she wants. That's her space. But when it comes to the public space, no.
It's kind of like, technically you could change in a small closet because you're not doing anything to anybody else. It's just you, by yourself. But if there is somebody else there, you're not in public yet, you're private, but there is somebody else, then it's between you and Allah, you'll get sins. But if you're in public,
You're caught. You're caught in the system.
Yeah,
you're caught in the system. So, another example about the people, for example, who denounce Islam. What happens to the people who denounce Islam? Okay. They are given 3 days to repent. Okay? If they don't repent, they get a death sentence. Now, let me explain more about this, because there's a lot of confusion here. The first confusion is that this ruling happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He issued that rule. It's not in the Quran. He issued that rule for a reason. There were the hypocrites. Yeah, they hated Islam. So can you tell the story?
Oh yeah, there was the hypocrites, and then they absolutely hated Islam. So they would come in for a night.
A day,
let's just say. And then they'd be like, oh, from past experience, a day.
They denounce it.
They're horrible. They did blah, blah, blah. They would pretend like they had inside information that was really, really bad. But in reality, they kind of just made it up. They were, of course.
They planned it.
Yeah. So, of course, they're they don't really have experience. It's just like, it's only been a day.
You become a Muslim in the morning, and then by the end of the day you say, nah, Islam is not good. Suck. Islam suck. I denounce it, Islam. So after they have done this so many times, the Prophet said, those who do that, kill them. Kill them. In other words, if you don't harm the religion will not harm you. What if you convert out of Islam, denounce Islam in privacy? It's between you and Allah. If you announce, then you're hurting the religion. The religion will hurt you back. You got it? It's fair. You don't hurt the religion. The religion is not going to hurt you. You see what I'm saying? So don't announce. Now, there is another item too that's so funny. Now, the person who denounces Islam is given 3 days to say, I'm back to Islam. They let him go free within these 3 days. You understand that? So, let me tell you a joke. There was one time, there was this guy who was caught by police. And the police told him, it's either you pay $1 or you get executed. It's choose between these two punishments. Either you pay $1 or get executed. Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous? If this person said, no, I'm not paying the dollar. I want to be executed.
The dollar represents announcing it.
Just hold on. Let's get that first done. So you understand? He says, okay, a police officer would catch a person and then say to this person, okay, you have two punishments to choose from. Either you pay fine, which is $1 fine, or you get your head cut. You see? Would that person choose the $1 or get his head cut?
Logic, people.
Logic. What is logic? Of course, $1.
Okay? This is exactly what happened to the people who quit Islam. We tell them, okay, it's either you say, I'm a Muslim, or you get your head cut off. So what they did was, if they really don't want to say I am Muslim, then they deserve their heads to be cut. Because it is such an easy thing to get out of it. You got it? It's so easy. All you have to do is say, no, I took it back. I'm not denouncing Islam. And then he gets freed. Now, if he doesn't want that, and he prefers to be caught, his head to be caught, it would be like the one who chose to be executed rather than pay a dollar. You got the analogy? You got the analogy? Huh? They got it? Who didn't get it? Okay.
The $1... Alia.
Alia. You talking about what we said?
Yeah.
What is it?
From the analogy.
What's the analogy?
The $1 and the jail thingy.
And the execution.
Yeah.
So these are two alternatives of punishment. Which one would you choose?
The $1.
And what happens if you said, I don't want to pay the $1, I choose to be executed?
Then you're
an idiot? Yeah, then you deserve to be executed. So now, how is that same like denouncing Islam?
It's like,
you know what beast means, right?
Logic is either you say, say, I'm not denouncing Islam anymore,
yeah,
or get executed. What do you think? It means like Islam is not good, I'm no longer a Muslim.
I got a joke. What did the... how does the ocean say hi?
It waves.
So, how is that related?
You were telling a joke.
I wasn't. Okay, all right. Okay, but my joke was 100% related. The analogy. So that's it. So basically, it's just simple. You don't have to be related.
Now you laugh.
If you want to summarize that, you say you don't hurt the religion. The religion is not going to hurt you back. And in private space, you can do whatever you want. Nobody's going to bug you. When you go public, then you are hurting the religion, and the religion will catch you and hurt you. Okay? All right. So now let's talk about the application of these laws. Are they applied just all the time? No. As I said, they get the benefit of the doubt and the benefit of the poverty. For example, there was a year where there was a drought and Muslims and Medina was, people have nothing to eat. Umar ibn al-Khattab suspended the law of cutting the hand on the poor. Only on the poor, but not
because
on the rich.
You guys know why? You should know this.
Because
if you are
what
rich,
did the poor do in order to get money?
Steal, yeah.
Hard labor? Can we go into hard labor further?
Farming.
Yes, there we go. People, they had to farm, and so if they had their hand cut off, then you kind of can't farm.
It's not only that. It's about, okay, if a rich person is stealing, then this rich person has to be really evil. Because there's a rule in Sharia that says, the less is the motive, the higher is the crime, the worse is the person. Okay? So the rich person has low motive to steal. Right? And he steals. Then he's way, way, way much worse than a poor person stealing. You got it? You understand?
Because he's got a motive with that. When a poor person steals, that's because they're kind of worried about their family.
Right.
You know, they kind of need to eat. It's survival. Their motive is survival versus the rich person. Their motive is...
just a little more luxury. It's just greed. Just more greed. More greed and desire to collect.
Yeah.
To collect. Now, hold on your riddle.
Okay.
Now, the way it's being applied, unfortunately, in Saudi Arabia, it is applied that if the poor steals, they get their hand cut. If the royal family, a member of the royal family steals, they have immunity. Okay? So basically, they're applying the laws not on everybody, not equally on everybody. They are applying it on selectively. So the poor and the weak.
No. Are you on direction?
No.
Someone call It's my dad.
Now.
No, I'm still in class. It's 5 minutes.
So now the...
It's on direction. Someone's calling you.
I don't know what his class is.
Okay, you got it? At the time of Omar? At the time of Omar, radiallahu an, he suspended the cutting the hand of the poor when there was a recession. When there was a recession, he suspended cutting the hands of the poor. They just get jail sentence. That's it, no cutting.
Yeah.
The rich people, if the rich people steal, they get hand cut. It's not like now in Saudi Arabia, the prince or the royal family, if they do anything wrong, they don't get punished. But the people, they do get punished. So they apply justice unjustly. You know, they apply justice, which is the sharia, unfairly. You got it? So it's unequal, right? So I would rather have something else other than sharia, rule, but to be applied on everybody, which is injustice to apply injustice. You got it? So we have justice to apply injustice. We have justice to apply justice. We have injustice to apply justice. And injustice to apply injustice. Got it?
Okay, justice to apply on injustice. So that's like court to crimes. Okay, justice to justice. It's kind of like...
It is like this. Okay, let me give you an example. Is the man-made law justice? It's injustice, right? Man-made laws.
Give us an example.
Like, let the drunk people get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
And let people who cheat get away with it. Applying other than the sharia, it's injustice, right? But when you apply it equally, this is called you being fair in applying injustice. So I would choose that over applying justice, which is sharia, but unfairly. Unfairly, like...
Huh? Yes, please. Okay.
What is it?
What shop do dogs hate to shop at?
Dogs hate to shop at?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What shop do dogs hate to shop at?
The flea market.
Okay, hold on. Just I have 5 minutes and you can say the riddles. I want to make sure this is understood. So, sharia.
Do you guys think this is unfair?
What? This class,
yes. Royalty, okay.
Apply.
Sharia.
Equal.
Yeah, sharia. Do you guys think this is unfair?
No.
This is...
I feel like...
Apply sharia.
No. Okay, if this is a class of debate, and we're going to overwhelm you, but say
wrong.
Your opinion.
There's no... The second
A
is politics.
It's fair.
Apply...
It's fair?
Okay. Apply sharia equally. Sharia is justice, right? Sharia is justice. When you apply sharia equally, this is the best... This is the ideal situation.
It's not really. Okay.
Now,
if they don't have it, then nothing's going to get done, and there's going to be more crimes, basically.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It's unfair.
My mom used to say that when your hand used to get cut off when you're a thief, you could literally leave your purse outside, you come back the next day, and it's just sitting there, the exact same spot. Because the likelihood of you getting caught is... once you do get caught, once you pass that stage, it's awful. It's like, I don't want to go through the pain. It's not just having your hands cut off. It's actually like the pain of it, like a metal slicing grits. And like, yeah. See, let's just not be thieves.
Don't they do like surgery?
Dude, I wasn't planning to go steal something.
Now, what is the third kind? Apply man-made law equally.
I had to put my seatbelt on, so that's illegal.
Wait, but I feel like if there should be like an even judgment.
And then apply man-made law.
Wait, yeah, Misha?
Like,
if you steal a pencil, you shouldn't get your hand cut off.
But yeah, no, guys, these are trivial objects. Trivial objects.
What if it's like a $100 pencil?
A blind man-made law.
It has to be something of value, like something like a giant necklace that can't be replaceable, or like.
Oh yeah.
I guess if you steal somebody's like. I don't know.
Okay, guys, I want you to absorb these four things so can I let you go. Sharia is justice, right? So you can apply Sharia equally. This is the ideal situation, is to apply Sharia what? Equally. Or you can apply Sharia inequally. Like it's unequal application of Sharia.
Depends on the corrupt or the non-corrupt
right.
government.
So if you are a rich person, okay, you commit a crime, I'll let you get away with it. She's a poor person, she commits a crime, I catch her, apply Sharia on her. Okay? That's apply Sharia in equal. This is like in Saudi Arabia. They do that. This is what's done in Saudi Arabia. They apply Sharia, yes, but selective. Not on everybody. Now, apply man-made law equally is better, or apply man-made law inequally. So let me ask you, which one is better? Number two or number three?
You forgot apply.
Number two and number three.
Number
three is like United States. Apply man-made law.
We didn't excuse you. Sit down.
So what is the example? What is the example of number three? It's United States of America. It applies non-Sharia, which is man-made law, but equally. But equally, yeah. So which one do you prefer? Apply Sharia and equally like Saudi Arabia, or apply non-Sharia man-made law equally like United States?
Yes. Think about it. We would like to hear your opinion.
It's the lesser of two evils.
Now, how about apply man-made law inequally?
No.
That's in the third. No, that's the situation in the third world. They just apply man-made law inequally. So just like random. Like, I don't like you, I take you. I take your money, seize your money, blah, blah. You know?
Okay. Well,
all right. Salaam alaikum.
Okay.
Rainbow.